North Korea's internet is back online, but the mystery remains.
That series of events I haven't ever seen in North Korea before.
In New York, demonstrators say they'll ignore this request.
Put aside protests, put aside demonstrations.
A Delta baggage handler charged with smuggling guns on an airliner.
It's an issue that can happen in any airport in the United States.
Good morning. I'm Peter King with a CBS World News Roundup. North Korea says it has its internet back after a 9.5-hour outage. The latest from CBS News correspondent Bob Orr.
There are unsubstantiated claims this morning from at least two hacker groups taking credit for that North Korean internet outage. There's no proof yet the blackout was even caused by a cyber strike. But it did come as North Korea was threatening new attacks against U.S. targets, including the Pentagon and the White House.
As the U.S. has blamed North Korea for the Sony hacking, North Korea claims the U.S. is behind the internet blackout. CBS's Peter Mayer is with the president in Hawaii.
The source of North Korea's internet outage is a mystery, and the White House is adding to it by declining comment beyond saying it's aware of the reports. Technology analyst Jim Lewis says regardless of the cause, isolated North Koreans will be clueless.
It's a country without an economy and where almost nobody has internet connections. Your average Korean, he won't even notice.
A senior administration official downplays the notion of a cyber retaliatory hit. Another official notes the U.S. response at a time and place of its choosing may not be all that visible when it happens. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Honolulu.
In New York City, mourning and controversy following the killings of two police officers. Wenjian Liu and his wife had only been married for 3 months.
This is a difficult time for both of our families. But we will stand together and get through this together.
Much of his family is in China. The NYPD hopes to bring them to the U.S. for the funeral. Jala Brinsley is the gunman's sister. She says despite her brother's online rants, the shootings had nothing to do with the deaths of Eric Garner and Michael Brown.
This was a troubled, emotionally troubled kid. He needed help. He didn't get it.
From New York Mayor Bill de Blasio, a plea for protesters of police killings to respect the officers' families. And for now, stand down.
This is a time for every New Yorker to think about these families. Until these funerals are passed, let's focus just on these families and what they have lost.
And some demonstrators say they'll ignore that request. And Police Commissioner Bill Bratton tells CBS this morning his department is being extra vigilant.
An awful lot of copycat threats have come in the meantime. We have to check every one of those out. So it's an abundance of caution at this time.
Federal agents say they've arrested a Delta baggage handler who was part of a gun smuggling ring that put weapons on airliners. They say Eugene Harvey's information showed up in evidence that was seized from a former Delta worker, also arrested. CBS's Jim Axelrod.
According to the criminal complaint, Harvey, using his employee clearance, was able to enter a secure part of the airport not subjected to screenings by the TSA. The two men would then meet in a terminal restroom to allegedly make the weapons exchange. It happened on at least four other occasions, according to prosecutors, who say in all, undercover officers purchased 129 handguns from Harvey's co-conspirator.
Just out, the annual crash test report on new cars and trucks. Here's WWJ's Jeff Gilbert.
The Insurance Institute has 71 top safety picks this year compared to 39 last year. President Adrian Lund says safety is improving rapidly.
This isn't just luxury cars anymore. We're seeing good performers, including having front crash prevention systems in most of our size and our price classes.
Lund says Toyota has the most top safety picks, but he says all automakers are seeing improvements in safety. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
6 days after the president announced the reestablishment of diplomatic ties with Cuba, a new CBS News poll shows Americans have mixed feelings about it. CBS News Surveys manager Jennifer DePinto.
54% of Americans approve of reestablishing diplomatic and trade relations, while just 28% disapprove. Democrats and independents support renewed relations with Cuba, while Republicans are divided.
52% of those asked say they think restored relations will improve the lives of Cubans, but nearly half think there will be no impact on the Castro government. Well, coffee machine maker Keurig has just announced it's recalling some 7 million single-serve brewing machines because of reported burns. The company says its Mini Plus brewing systems, model number K10, can overheat and spray water while making coffee. Keurig says it's gotten about 200 reports of problems, including 90 burn-related injuries. One last look at your Kindle, your Nook, or iPad before going to sleep could be setting you up for a restless night. CBS's Barry Bagnato.
In a study in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, subjects who used e-readers before bedtime had their natural rhythms disrupted and took longer to fall asleep.
They reported being less sleepy in the evening, but more sleepy the following morning, even after an 8-hour sleep opportunity.
Researcher Anne-Marie Chang says the devices emit so-called blue light, which suppresses secretions of sleep-inducing melatonin. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
This morning, we remember an iconic singer who helped define 60s and 70s rock and defied convention. Joe Cocker, who died yesterday of lung cancer.
What would you do if I sang out of tune?
This Beatles cover found a home on progressive radio in 1968. The next year, his Woodstock performance sent him into the stratosphere. Rolling Stone writer Anthony DeCurtis.
The sound of his voice was rough, it was growly, it was sexy, it was bluesy. And it was something that came across with an incredible level of passion.
Cocker's legendary Mad Dogs and Englishmen concert tour was the epitome of rock and roll. He wasn't a hit machine, but his shows and albums all sold well. Covers of others' songs like The Letter were innovative and creative. His other hits defied the rock and roll image.
You are so beautiful.
Like this Billy Preston song.
To me.
Joe Cocker was 70. More than 6 months after his death.
Here we go with the top 40 hits in the nation this week on American Top 40.
Casey Kasem has been buried in Norway after a long fight between widow Jean and his children by an earlier marriage. On her Facebook page, daughter Carrie says Jean Kasem ignored her father's wish to be buried in the U.S. The U.S. gets a new national park, the president signing a law that gives that designation to Samuel Colt's 19th century gun factory in Connecticut. Turns out the new relationship between Cuba and the U.S. includes making babies. More from CBS's Bill Whitney.
Gerardo Hernandez, convicted of spying for Cuba, spent 16 years in federal prison until he was released in last week's prisoner swap. In 2 weeks, he and his wife are expecting a baby. The State Department confirms that during the negotiations between Washington and Havana, the two governments helped impregnate Adriana Perez through artificial insemination. On the day he returned to Cuba, Hernandez patted his wife's belly and said she'd gotten pregnant by remote control, but he offered no explanation. Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Florida's State Capitol Rotunda is considered a public forum and features traditional holiday displays and some that many would call decidedly off-center. A Festivus pole made out of beer cans and an angel falling into a pit of fire. That one comes with holiday greetings from the Satanic Temple. That's the World News Roundup for Tuesday, December 23rd, 2014. I'm Peter King, CBS News.